This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Pregnancy channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Jacqueline Edwards, a five-time Olympian and Stanford University graduate who competed in the sport of track and field. Jacqueline is the founder of Tootsie's Maternity Compression Socks, high-quality compression socks designed to alleviate the discomfort of swollen legs and feet and all the associated side effects that women experience during and after pregnancy. Jacqueline, certainly a pleasure and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. So, Jacqueline, if you would, tell us about your background to get us started, and I'm sure you have a lot to talk about.
So, my background is mainly in sports. I grew up running track and field. In fact, I did any sport you can think of, I probably tried it. And I ended up getting a scholarship to go to Stanford University, and I graduated. I won the NCAA championships there in the long jump, and so I ended up pursuing a professional career in track and field, which I didn't even know at the time that I graduated that that was something you could do. So I spent 17 years of my life following college, competing on the international track circuit. I traveled probably, last time I counted, I think it was 57 countries that I had traveled to compete. So I covered a lot of miles during that time. And during that time, as part of my recovery process, I would wear compression socks, because when you're going from country to country and you're always on a plane and you're always flying somewhere, I'm sure your listeners can attest to the fact that a lot of travel, a lot of times when you're traveling, your legs swell up, your feet swell up, and then in order to be able to compete following that is a very difficult ordeal. And so aside from the travel involved, just the day-to-day training, part of the recovery process included wearing compression socks. So I had worn them for many, many years. And after my retirement a couple years ago, a friend of mine was pregnant and complaining of swollen, achy, tired feet, as so many pregnant women have to endure. And I suggested to her that she try out a pair of compression socks that I just happened to have that day. And so having done that, I gave them to her. And the following day, she contacted me and told me, you know, how great her legs felt and her swelling went down, feet felt so much better, and she was able to walk around all day without the usual achiness that she was accustomed to. And truthfully, I wasn't that surprised because of my own experience with them. I knew exactly what they did. But when I suggested to her that she try to get a little more stylish pair, or a pair that didn't have a sports logo on it someplace across her shin, she told me that no such thing existed. And I thought, well, how could that possibly be, since I knew, you know, that was sort of doctor recommended for those types of symptoms. And so I did a little bit of research on my own, and sure enough, there was no brand that specifically marketed their compression socks and designed them and made them specifically for women, and particularly women who were pregnant. And so that's where the whole idea came from, and that's how Tootsie's came to be.
Certainly sounds like you have traveled a couple of miles in your lifetime so far, and quite a few countries that you've been able to visit as well along the way. Aside from pregnancy, what are some other reasons people may need compression socks?
So one of the main areas is one that I mentioned just now, is travel. A lot of times when people are traveling, when they get off the flight, if they've taken their shoes off or just had their feet and legs in one position for 3-4 hours on a long-haul flight or even longer than that, their feet are swollen, they can't get their shoes back on, they're a little stiff and achy when they get off the flight. So for sure, travel is one reason. Exercise, for sure. It helps so much with recovery and blood circulation. Also, people who stand on their feet all day, doctors, nurses, hairstylists, anyone that's standing up a lot, and walking around a lot all day tend to have swollen, tired feet by the end of the day. And because of the way graduated compression socks move the blood through your legs and circulate the blood, you don't end up with that same type of soreness and achiness. So those are some of the other areas that compression socks are used.
Today we are joined by Jacqueline Edwards, the founder of Tootsie's Maternity Compression Socks, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jacqueline, what makes Tootsie Compression Socks different from others that are alike?
So one of the things that we tried to do was to make the socks, as I call them, fun and fashionable, right? So a lot of times when women are having to deal with the symptoms of pregnancy, they're not that much fun, and it's kind of, you know, they feel a little bit down. So we wanted to have bright, colorful, stylish socks that would make a woman feel excited or happy or still fashionable when, even though they're addressing a health issue. So that was one way that we think our socks is different. Another way is that we market them specifically to maternity. We didn't want pregnant women to have to make a secondary stop. So often, even if a doctor recommends to you, oh, this is what you need to resolve a particular issue, if you have to go to a sports store, let's say, to get that item, or to a medical supply store, chances are high that someone's not going to want to make that additional stop along the way, if, particularly at that time. You have a million things to do when you're pregnant, and going to a sports store is probably not high on the list. So we wanted to brand and market Tootsie's in such a way that it could sit right there in the maternity store, in the maternity section of a major store, in the same area where they would be looking for all their other maternity needs, and no other company was offering that. And we also wanted to make sure that women knew that we kept them in mind with the comfort factor, so we have a little extra padding in the foot and the heel, and used colors, blues and yellows and lavenders and pinks that sort of remind us of pregnancy and babies and those sorts of cute things.
Now, since you competed in the sport of track and field, will you be watching the Olympic Games coming up in Rio in early August?
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting to be on this side of it, watching it. I did 5 Olympics, as you mentioned. I started in 92 in Barcelona, then Atlanta, Sydney, Athens, and my last Olympics was in Beijing. So the London Olympics in 2012 was the first time I had actually watched it on TV in over 20 years. So it was a very interesting perspective to realize just how big of a deal it is. You sort of know it is when you're there, but you don't get the full perspective of it because you're so busy trying to focus on your own event. So it's exciting to watch. I will definitely be watching. Some of my former teammates are still competing, and so I will definitely be watching. It's kind of exciting, and I'm looking forward to be able to watch it without the nerves and the anxiety that comes with doing it yourself.
Yeah, I thought you definitely would be watching, and thanks for your input there, and certainly has been an honor to have had you representing our country, the United States, in all those Olympic Games. You've certainly put in your time there without a question. How can listeners find out more about Tootsie's, and how could they be in touch?
So we have a great website. We can be found at tootsiesbrand.com. That's TOOTSIESBRAND.com. We're also on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. Our name is Tootsie's Socks, and also on Facebook at Tootsie's Maternity Compression Socks.
Well, you've done really well here, and we certainly do appreciate your spending a moment with us, and certainly enjoy the Olympics and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great one.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jacqueline Edwards, the founder of Tootsie's Maternity Compression Socks, high-quality compression socks designed to alleviate the discomfort of swollen legs and feet and all associated side effects that women experience during and after pregnancy. And for more information and for contact, simply visit tootsiesbrand.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.